Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Eva D. Beatty's Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, you'll meet Maggie, a woman with a dream to run a bed and breakfast. Her husband's death spurred her to take action. And with the help of her sister, Marty, and her friends, Maggie gets closer to her dream day by day. However, the arrival of people challenges her life's status quo. In Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, The Book of Scattered Memories, Maggie's story continues. Maggie's mom is back in their lives, and while they learn to accept their mom, the reunion was cut short by her death. And her death made Maggie privy to her mother's memories as she stumbled upon her mother's diary, the book that contains her mother's scattered memories. Eva's love of movies and film contributed to her desire to write stories. While writing her first book, Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, where she was still working at the time, so she would use the receipt tape to jot down her ideas at lunch. She completed her thoughts in part two and wrote The Book of Scattered Memories, a Maggie's Bread and Breakfast story. She admits to being a daydreamer at heart and enjoys writing her daydreams down on paper for her fellow daydreamers. Both Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, and Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, The Book of Scattered Dreams, have been rebranded by Page Turner Press and Media, and the author, Eva D. Beatty, is our guest on This Week in America. Eva, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
A daydreamer, writing down your thoughts for us daydreamers as well to follow the story. You've done an excellent job in writing the Maggie's Bed and Breakfast. Is there another one you're working on? I mentioned the two that are out now.
Right. Yes, I'm actually starting part three. It's Lilies by the Lake. And I'm excited to get started writing this. It's not going to be ready till like January or February of next year. But I'm excited because in this story, I'm actually, for the first time, I'm writing a non-living character. And she's not a ghost, but she is a shadow. And a shadow that they see over Lake Brenda, which you will learn if you read the stories. And they call this shadow Lily. And that's where I kind of got the title of the book.
Okay, you have my attention now. And I've got to wait till January or February. Got to get through the holidays with this hanging over my head.
That's going to come out. Yeah.
Hanging over my head until the first of the year. I can't wait for that to come out. And if you're watching the video, we've got a book cover up there. And we've got all of the books that we're showing written by Eva. And you can follow, if you want to find out exactly when Lilies by the Lake comes out, you can go to Eva's website, which is Eva D. Beatty, B-E-A-T-Y. Y.com. And we'll have those links on our website so you can follow the progress of that. And you've written at least one other book as well. Talk about that, Sam, a Girl Undercover. I love that. Talk about that.
I don't know if you have that picture up or not, but this is Sam.
Yep, we have
a Girl
that.
Undercover.
Yep.
Oh, you have it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. It's a story of a young lady that was born with a birthmark on her face. And because of that, she transforms herself into a tomboy. And basically, you know, I didn't know I was going to have to talk about this, but basically you can find all that information on my website. And it's up right now as a paperback on Amazon. It's going to also have a new cover. And I don't know if you have that cover up as well, but it's getting a new cover as well.
Yes, actually we do. We're really on top of this. And
oh,
I say that with some surprise. Yes, we're on top of that. We've got the new cover. We've got that up on the screen, and you'll see all these, the YouTube version. And out of all the interviews, you can go to YouTube and Google us, or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, hit videos, and you'll see all of the videos, the interview with Eva included in that. Let's talk about the storyline for Maggie's Bed and Breakfast. Where did this idea come from? This dreamer, again, a dreamer who decided she wanted to do this and then finally made that decision she was going to go ahead and open the bed and breakfast. Where did this whole idea come from?
Well, actually, it came from me and my sister. We used to walk around our neighborhood. And in our neighborhood, we have these great big gorgeous homes with wraparound porches and large front yards.
Oh,
and
yes.
We used to joke about we should buy one of these homes and open up a bed and breakfast. What a great location. Of course, neither of us had that kind of money. And we knew that was just a dream. And so when I decided to start writing, I thought, oh, if I can't have a bed and breakfast, maybe I can write about a bed and breakfast. So that's kind of where Maggie's Bed and Breakfast came to be.
That's amazing. So they're actually sort of Maggie and Marty. That's you and your sister. So these are the two people basically that got this
idea.
started.
Yeah, the idea.
Well, where did the characters come from and development of the characters? Talk about how that all began. You decided you're going to write about opening a bed and breakfast. Now you have to tell a story, and it's a really story well done in both of these. Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, is the one we're focused on. Where did the idea for the characters come from?
Well, actually, for me, I mean, I worked over 40 years in a grocery store, and so I would see hundreds of people come through my line. And these people, they talk like you don't hear them. So pretty much I get a lot of ideas, but just listening to them. And then you'd see this one customer and you think, wow, that would be the perfect character, and their mannerisms or their walk. It's like, wow, this is great. And so I would jot down my notes and think, I'm going to write this character into the story. And, as the story develops and I see somebody else, I just add them.
That's interesting. So as you're there, like working at checking out people in the whole thing, and we mumble, "Is this our first day on the job? I've been in line now for 10 minutes." When we say something like that, there's not an invisible shield that protects the two us from you. You actually see and hear what's going on.
And of course, I mean, you get characters from your own life. I mean, your family, of course, you change the name or you would use their mannerisms and their character and then give them a different name, But just that's about it.
Well, it's interesting because you bring that to life in the two books in the series, Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, and the Book of Scattered Memories by our guest on the program, Eva D. Beatty, BEATY. If you're Googling the website, evadbeatty.com, link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you have these ideas and you've had these stories and you talked with your sister about, we'd like to own that, maybe I can write a book. Talk about the decision to be an author. What was that like when you finally decided, I think I can do this. I'm going to write a story. When did you decide to become an author?
Well, actually, it's the love of movies. I used to go to the movies a lot. Some with my sister, some alone. And I just thought it would be great if, you write a book and send it off to become a movie. Of course, that's a big pipe dream, but it inspired me. So I got a program online and it was so simple. And I started writing and I got hooked. I got hooked on writing. And when I got to the end of Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, I never thought I was going to write any more stories. It was pretty much for me. I had more to say. So I started the Book of Scattered Memories and started working on that. And I've been writing ever since. I love it.
When you started, did you have a hard, fast outline where you wanted to go with Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, or did it sort of
No.
evolve? It sounded like the end sort of evolved into the next book, and you weren't even thinking about that.
Right. Yeah. It was, I got excited. I mean, I started writing and I couldn't quit, And then, but when I got to the end of the Book of Scattered Memories, I wasn't sure I was even going to do a trilogy. So in between that's when I wrote my book, Sam. Kind of got away from the storyline, wrote my book, Sam. And then when I was finished, I took some time off in between that. I'd actually broke my wrist and, of course, my right wrist and went through retirement. But when I came back, I thought, I want to do a trilogy. I want to finish, the Maggie's Bed and Breakfast stories. So, writing Lilies by the Lake, and I'm about 50% done. I almost not even sure that's going to be it. I'm not even sure if I'm not going to continue after this one. So, it might go past that trilogy. It might go into a little series.
It's
I'll have
interesting. Is
to see.
it difficult to leave a character behind or characters behind? I mean, I would think these people become part of your at least imaginary. It's like with the lake, part of your imagination. They're not people, but they really are people in your mind. Is it difficult to leave them behind?
Well, I mean, I guess you really don't because they're in your books. So
Yes.
you're not really leaving them behind. And because I'm still not finished with my Maggie's Bed and Breakfast stories, even though I have managed to kill off a couple of my characters, but I told myself this time, I'm not killing anybody off this time. So instead, I write a non-living character. I'm thinking, really? But yeah, so you don't, I guess you don't really leave them behind. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned before that sort of based on people you've observed, that type of thing. Some of the names of the characters, maybe even characteristics, come from any family, friends, people that you've come in contact with?
Yeah, some I don't want to mention, but but my characters, Ben and Larry, I love them. I got them from my brother Daniel and his significant other. They're basically their characteristics, you know, how they act and talk.
Yes.
And so I developed Ben and Larry around them. I would tell myself, well, what would Danny say? You know, how would he come up, you know, with this story? So I would just kind of think of what they would say. And that's how those characters are coming to life, which has helped me. It's kind of good to have, you know, something in your life that you kind of can relate to. So
yes,
that's them. Yeah. And then, yeah, there's family names, friends' names that I've used, but not necessarily them. You know what I mean? Just their name. I just like the name. So I give them a name and a whole new character and personality, you know.
Eva Beatty, our guest on the program, that's spelled B-E-A-T-Y. Her website is evadbeatty.com. The books we're talking about, Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, and The Book of Scattered Memories, that's part two in the Maggie's Bed and Breakfast series. Let's talk about the covers of the book. That's something else, too. So often it's overlooked. They just sort of put a cover on at the last minute. You've done a nice job with all of these. How do you come up with the ideas to design the covers?
Well, actually, you know, this has been rebranded. So you have this cover, actually.
I know
you have it up there. But this is actually my daughter, Erin Lugo. And this is my granddaughter, Daylin Lugo. And this is a picture of them fishing down at Fairmont Park. And I had taken a lot of pictures that day. So when we did the rebranding, I asked them, I said, well, you can rebrand the cover and the writing, but can we keep the picture? And they let me keep it. So on Maggie's Bed and Breakfast and the Book of Scattered Memories, this is who they are. And as far as my new one, Lilies by the Lake, you can see the cover. I know you said you have the cover.
Yes.
But on the back side is also my granddaughter, Riley Lugo. And it's actually a picture I took at a lily pond out there in Apple Valley. And I took the picture and stretched it. So my covers are kind of personal to me. You know, I'm sure I could have got a real fancy cover, but the books, especially back then, they were just for me. I had no idea I was going to branch out and, you know, rebrand them. But so it's a personal thing, a personal cover.
Well, you've done a nice job with the covers, and you look and you see the pictures, and that helps sell the idea. It's like, I like the title, and wow, I like this cover. I need to see who these people are and what their story is. And you can do that with Eva's book, Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, the two books so far in the series. You have strong female characters. Talk about that, because these are very strong women that you have, that you focus on in the two books so far. How do you come up with that?
You know, I guess for me, it's just easier to write women characters, you know, because I'm telling the story. But like my mom was a strong woman. So I kind of grew up around strong women characters. And in the movies, well, you know, 10 years or so ago, it's getting better now, but there wasn't as many, I think, women leading roles. And so I kind of like was bringing that in. And like I said, it's just mostly because it's easier for me, even though I write in men characters too. But I think it's just, it just started out easier for me to write.
that makes sense. And our guest on the program, Eva D. Beatty, the books are Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, and The Book of Scattered Memories. Let's talk briefly, we've got a few minutes left in the program, without giving too much away. What are some of the issues that Maggie deals with in A New Start? She's opening this up. I mentioned certain people come into her life, and it sort of throws a wrench into the situation. What are some of the situations that she has to deal with?
Well, in Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, it's the whole first part of the book is pretty much introducing new people.
Yes.
You know, telling you who her friends are and her sisters are. And her first situation is she gets a letter from Alex, which is actually her husband's brother. And he comes back into her life. And they start having an attraction. And of course, she's feeling guilty. I mean, it's way too soon. She doesn't want to meet anybody else, but he's there. I mean, he's in her life. And so doing that, I mean, they struggle with getting together and their friends. And that's probably one of the first things that happens. And then, of course, once we get a little later into the book, we start meeting Brenda and start learning things that they never knew, you know. And so it starts picking up towards the end. And I think that's why I had to continue with the book of Scattered Memories, because the storyline was there. I mean, I couldn't end it, you know, with just, Brenda passing on. I had to continue on with the story.
Well, the second book, the Book of Scattered Memories, that is after the mother passes. Talk about finding the diary, because that really is, I don't necessarily want to say shocking, but that really gives her, Maggie, a different perspective. It changes her view of family and what's going on, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, when she finds the diary, she decides to keep it to herself. Because when she first reads it and she learns, I don't even want to give away any stories. I'm trying not to, you know, give anything away. But when she starts reading it, she reads things that she just can't believe it's real, you know, and it's shocking her so badly. She doesn't want to upset her sisters. So she keeps this book and she's reading these things and she's learning more about her mother's past. So actually the book of Scattered Memories is really starts the backstory of Brenda. You know, it starts bringing in Brenda's life, you know, before, you know.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like you go on from there, and every time she reads something, you know, it's just so amazing that, And then when she has to start telling her sisters what's in this diary, to me is when it starts, the story really starts picking up, and they start to realize that pneumocoma is hereditary and that they could also get this mind racing disease. And so, it kind of.
You can follow that story in the second book. I'm going to stop you before you do the giveaway there. And I didn't want to say too much in leading up to that, because we want people to read and enjoy the story, which you will, the Book of Scattered Memories, and the original book in the series, The Beginning, Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, by Eva D. Beatty. A few minutes left in the program. Who were your influences at an early age? Were you into reading, and who did you read, and who do you read now that may give you ideas to for future stories?
You know, I really didn't read a whole lot growing up. You know, let's see, as far as reading, I think most of my inspiration came from movies. You know, going to movies, getting inspired on wanting to, I would actually purchase the book. If there was a movie out that I wanted to see, I would go and purchase the book, you know, like I need to say like the Twilight series, you know, I didn't start really watching it till the end. My daughter actually got me hooked on it, but I had to go out and buy the book because I wanted to see the ending. So I would read the ending of the story before I would go see the movie.
Oh, yes.
So my reading pretty much came from getting the book, seeing the movie. Yeah, that's my reading.
How much fun has this been for you in writing the story? It was something, again, maybe a daydream in the beginning, starting with you and your sister and looking at these beautiful homes and imagining owning someday. Sell a few more books and you can have your own bed and breakfast if you want to. Eva's Bed and Breakfast might be book four in the series. But what's this been like to actually write the book, to have it published, holding that book with your name on it for the first time? What's this experience been like for you?
Like I said, back then, I wrote this book back in 2013. So when I first did the book, I really just, it was cool to have it printed. I wanted to have it printed out. So I printed out the book just to get that whole experience. But to be honest, I never expected to go past the first book. I never. And then once I did that book, like I said, then I started getting hooked on writing. Then I wanted to go further with the story. And then I wrote, you know, the Book of Scattered Memories. And of course, I had it printed out too to give my daughter and, you know, just friends.
Yes.
And like I said, it just kind of kept continuing. And then I got a call one day from an agent saying, yeah, we want to rebrand your books. And I thought, well, I'm getting ready to retire. I've got all kinds of time. Why not? So that's kind of where we're at now. I mean, they wanted to redesign the cover, and they were nice enough to let me keep my pictures of my daughter and granddaughter on the front. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, it's been rebranded by Paige Turner, their website, pageturner.us, and I thank them for arranging our conversation with Eva on the program today. You've done an excellent job in telling
Thank
the
you.
stories in all of the books that are out there. Again, we mentioned Sam, A Girl Undercover. That book is available. You'll find that. And we got links on all of these on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Also at Eva's website, evadbeatty, BEATY.com. Maggie's Bed and Breakfast, A New Start, and the Book of Scattered Memories, which is the second in the series, and soon Lilies by the Lake, which will be coming out very shortly. You say the first of the year. Actually, the way this year is going,
yeah.
It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I finally got the time to sit down and write again, so I'm excited.
Well, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Eva, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Love the story. Love the story that you're telling
Thank
with
you
Maggie's
so much.
Bed and Breakfast, the series, and the book on Sam as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
It has been our pleasure. Eva D. Beatty has been our guest, BEATY. The book is available wherever books are sold. Her website, evadbeatty.com, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.